Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Wednesday, the 9th of March. Just some ramblings today. We're going to cover all sorts of topics, talk about all sorts of things. Firstly, obviously, reaction to Monday's pod. Now, what I'll do with that is I will cover that more in the start of next Monday's pod, in the intro to that. Obviously, been good. Very good. Thank you. You know, as I said on the day, I've had loads of comments, emails. I've been on Zooms with people where it's come up. Yes, maybe I did share too much. The key message in it isn't, people, I know there's cynics out there, or you do it for sympathy and look at you. And it's nothing to do with that. It's literally for people who, I tend to find, particularly with gambling, people can get down if things aren't going well. And they think that life's coming on top of them, whatever it may be, and all sorts of other things. And, you know, it all folds in. I've got a crap job. I'm unlucky in gambling. Nothing works out for me. And it was more a get up off your arse and see what you can do if you do put yourself to it. And that's what I did. And I firmly believe a lot of you can do it. And I'll tell you what's been really good. I had a lot of Zooms this last week since I've been back. I'm trying to cut the Zooms out. You know, I got a bit bogged down in Zoom in the COVID period, and I sort of said to the guys I deal with, look, let's have some final Zooms, get you going, and then we can revisit it in autumn when the season starts. But the transformation in people, I don't even think they realise it. Some of you guys, I'm not going to mention, I'll mention first names, Simon, Shane, Mike, just absolutely brilliant what they've gone on and done themselves, and that's what, you know, I love to see. I'm certain, I mean, a couple of them I know for certain, in the way they were gambling in the past to what they're doing now and how they're approaching it, the tools they've built themselves, absolutely fantastic, and just shows you with effort what you can do. And it's always about learning, pushing yourself forward. So hopefully that series, which will run pretty much through the year, hopefully. Well, it will do. I mean, other than when I go away, but Sam's going away for a while. I think people will get a lot of benefit of it. And it's really key to get it, you know, at the level that you are, so that I want to get it pitched so that people are at the level where I'm not trying to do stuff that is too far down the line for them, if you like, so that you build your own little sort of way forward. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Be good. Obviously, Cheltenham next week. Andy's stuff gone out first 2 days. Covered, 10 races, 10 non-handicaps over Tuesday, Wednesday. Absolutely amazing stuff. Andrew, thank you. I know the guys are enjoying it. We've had some good feedback already. I can't wait myself. I do love it. And we do expect Irish domination. And on that, I'm announcing now, I committed last night to going to Ireland. I've already pretty much got it sorted. I will confirm the dates, but I'm going to be coming to Dublin at the end of September, mid to end of September. Love to meet Irish FTS guys. Not talking seminar or anything. Literally meet up, you know, Friday afternoon, Saturday. Make a bit of a weekend of it. Have some Guinness, talk punting, all sorts. So I will get the dates to people as quickly as possible. So that my Irish friends can come and meet me if they want. Be funny if I'm sat in a bar on my own. I know Dan Lyons is coming. Me and you, Dan, we'll have a go, son. Get your dancing shoes on. Love Ireland. So, yes, I haven't been for a long while now. So I'm really looking forward to that. Still the best sporting event I ever went to, the Ryder Cup at the K Club. Best thing I've ever attended in my life. Brilliant. Absolutely superb. Meeting yesterday, fucked up, didn't I, for that FTS Ultimate yesterday. What a shambles that was. But I was up in Cambridge meeting Alistair and Dave, just planning FTS forward, some of the development we're trying to get going. Really good stuff. You lot will love it. But everyone's got a la-di-da song. I have my la-di-da song. You've got more than one. But, you know, when you... driving along, I can't remember, Sam had put the radio on Radio 2 or something, Ken Bruce, so I just flicked through the channels, got to absolute 80s, oh, this is good, quite good. Bit of Rick Astley, never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down. So you know all the lyrics to it, don't it? And then a song came on I haven't heard for years. Didn't even know what it was called, but I know I've sung it before, but I don't know the words. So you just try and pretend you're singing it, and we all do it, don't we? So it was Joan Armour Trading, Drop the Pilot, and I had no idea that's what it's called. It's I know I'm going to make a fool of myself now because they're going to say you don't recognise it, but it's the one that goes, animal, vegetable, mineral, physical, I'm the one you need, I'm the one you need. And I don't know the words, and I'm just going, da-da-da, da-da-da, la-di-da, da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da, because I didn't know, I had no idea it was called Drop the Pilot. It's only on the DAB radio that it came up, and then I got home last night and I had to look the lyrics up. None of them make any sense, by the way. On that note, it's International Women's Day finished. I haven't got any shirts, I'm starving. Is it all over yet? Ooh, get one, cancel him now. Hello, doggy. My dog's come to see me. Hello, baby. what else was I? What I did have something to. I did some polls this morning. Sugsy, straight in. All I put is, which way do you lean, Darwinism or creationism? And Sugsy, straight out the old bout. We haven't talked about Sugsy for a while. He never fails, does he? Actually had a good night. We'll get on to Everton in a minute. But where's he come from? What's he said? Absolute nonsense. I'm going to stick my head above the wall here and say what I reckon plenty of others will be thinking. I have no idea what the question means or what my answer is. The question was simply, what way do you lean? More towards Darwinism or more towards creationism? Darwinism, obviously, theory of evolution and a survival of the fittest, the sort of thought process that as we evolve, the strongest genes get passed down. And creationism, you know, obviously based on we all started by being created under whatever the rules of Genesis years ago. I don't believe any of that nonsense, by the way, and I apologise if I offend people by saying it's not for me at all. And I'm more in the Darwinism camp myself, but then I look at people at Sugsy and think, it's flawed, isn't it? See, my one flaw with Darwinism, what are we? We're something like, I think we're 3 inches, on average, men are 3 inches taller than they were in the 60s. Physically stronger, obviously diet's changed. People using, I think, something like 50% of men, I'll say of you lot, because it's certainly not me, use weights. I know there's some keen weightlifters and things in FTS. When you've got the Clooney-esque looks, you don't need to do all that nonsense. You just get up, have a shower, step out. I had the old boys yesterday were impressed. I had the spring, summer 2022 Clooney, Ralph Range on yesterday. Dazzled Cambridge. But yes, so yeah, I just wondered which way people lean. It's all part of this grand scheme. But old Sugsy hasn't got a clue, hasn't got yet. And as I've said to him, he's definitely created, because there's no way that level of stupidity could evolve. And that is my one problem with the whole Darwinism thing, the bit I struggle to wrap my head around. Without doubt, we've got stronger, you know, bigger. So this, the physical aspects have evolved, but we're also fucking more stupid, aren't we? So it falls down. Doesn't it all fall down? Because certainly not the fucking best bit of brains are being passed on. We've got people like Sugsy walking the streets. Flipping heck, throw his mate in, Kev. What a double act. Laurel and Hardy, honestly. But yes, went to the football. Probably one of the first football games we've been to. We didn't have a ruck. It was... nice and pleasant. Spurs scored early, the nerves were settled, but weren't Everton terrible? I mean, those of you who watched it, you know, I think if there's a club more Spursy than Spurs, it is Everton. And you look at the money they've spent fortunes, got themselves right in trouble, and you look at their April fixtures, you've got to say, I mean, I'm still maintaining that Burnley are going to get out of it. Leeds, Everton, Brentford, I think, will have enough now they've signed Ericsson. Newcastle, I'm sticking to my mantra, they're still in it. I mean, I was they're going to go down, but fair play, they have had four or five run a five, whatever it is, four or five good results. So look like they may well have done enough. You know, but maybe, but Everton and Leeds, if Burnley get out of it, Everton and Leeds bang in trouble. And I look at Everton's fixtures, and I've been one who said, no, Everton can't go down, surely. 118 years in the Premier League, in the league, always been in the Premier League, not been relegated since the 50s. I think the second longest run since the Gooners cheated their way in the wartime when they should have been relegated and a few backhanders. See, corruption was rife back then. That was the start of it. And, yeah, I mean, Everton, really amazing to think it. You know, just a team you go, Everton, no, they can't go down. And they are desperate, and I am, as I said at the time, I don't think Lampard's the man. I know there's Everton fans who do. I do not for 1 minute think he is the man. Got absolutely zero experience of this. You know, somebody made a valid point the other day. He was at Derby with a load of Chelsea loanees, you know, and didn't get promoted. You know, obviously called in some favours from his club ties with Chelsea there. Chelsea, what, he had them 7th, 8th in the league, and then you saw what Tuchel did when he went in. And yeah, why do you think Frank Lampard's the man to get you out of it? I think the Spurs fans singing "You're just a shit Steven Gerrard" was one of the highlights of the evening. Quite amusing. Obviously Spurs fans with the Chelsea connection, not massive fans of Lampard. And he's a fantastic footballer, don't get me wrong. But yes, "You're just a shit Steven Gerrard" was very amusing. Yeah, good evening. Very good evening. I thought Spurs played very well, but you end up coming out saying we've beaten Leeds and Everton, and they're the two absolute shite teams. So big game for Spurs at the weekend against United. See what that throws up after they're sort of pulling apart by City. It's another game that could play into Spurs' hands a bit, the way they're playing, if United do come out. But I'm expecting a lot better performance than the one that got Nuno sacked back end of last year. Right, that's it. Think about it. Darwinism, creationism, Irish guys. Make sure you got your diaries clear for the mid to end of September. Cheltenham next week. I'm going to do a Zoom on one of the days. I do not know what day yet. It almost certainly won't be the Friday, and it probably won't be the Tuesday, so maybe Gold Cup Day. I might do a live Zoom if people want it on Gold Cup Day. I will be doing a live blog each day, or not a live blog, but posting up my tips, my bets, lunchtime. And there will be a section that I'll password protect for Andy's guys with the stuff I'm doing off there. I'm going to try my little hand, little bit of fun at doing some trading and things. So I'll sort of put some notes in there on what I'm going to try and do. I'm not kind of claim any success from that, and that won't be anything to do with the info. It'll be to do with my inability, and as I said the other day, the panic of the race markets. They get me jumpy. I feel an adrenaline rush. What's going on? So yeah, but I'm gonna have a little go at that in Cheltenham, try and lay some before they start and back them in running. But I'll put all that on the blog. So yeah, looking forward to it. Can't wait for Cheltenham. Really, really do enjoy the week. It'll be a week of Guinness here. I'm not drinking at I'm having a drink tomorrow, but I'm generally not drinking at the minute. So in the Guinness Zero. So when I come to Dublin, guys, it might be Guinness Zero on the cards. Get the old Guinness Zero on draft. Looking forward to that. It'd be great to see some of the Irish friends out there. Right, I'm waffling. Let you go. Drop the pile. Island. I still don't know the words. I read the lyrics last night and I still don't know them. But you've all got one. You've all got a la-di-da song. We all do it. It's a human trait. You can't escape it. I won't be back tomorrow because I'm out all day tomorrow. Having a nice day out. But I am back Friday. Scott with the EPL prod doing ultimate. Oh, and I am going to do a Saturday pod. Had a few requests for that, so I will do a Saturday goals pod and get it up. I'll try and get it up by lunchtime every Saturday going forward. And I will keep that short and sweet, just into some goal bets and stuff like that that I'm looking at for the day. Try and make it a bit more professional. I'm shaping this setup up. We're getting all more professional now. Right, have a lovely, what is it, Wednesday? Let's see, we're back looking, checking dates and times. It's like the pod was never gone away. Have a lovely Wednesday, and I'll be back with you all Friday. Drop the pilot. Do, 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 do.